Hello everyone, welcome to the 10th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis, and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. Today I'm trying to convince you with proof that putting on the least possible clothing at the gym will make you more motivated and will have an enormous impact on your workout. Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of my true inspirations, and I never forget, and I always remind myself of his story. His calves were the weakest part of his body, and when he decided to overcome this weakness, what he did, he cut off all his training sweatpants at the knees. He wanted just to constantly remind himself that this part of his body needs attention. He might have been mocked at, he might have been made fun of, but by watching his calves on the mirror every day, by getting positive and negative feedback from others, he pushed himself to make one of the most defined calves maybe in the history of bodybuilding. I was one of those who was covered head to toe at the gym. I used to wear sweatpants and sweatshirt at the gym. It probably made me sweat more, but I was the least motivated. I didn't see anything. I felt, you know, I didn't feel good. And I would say that I can just attest that by wearing all those clothing, it just made me less confident, less determined. You may have seen the pros that work out shirtless. There are some pro gyms that everyone is shirtless and they are working out. They are just wearing a short and working out pretty intense. Maybe you know Rock. Rock is one of those who is so into working out without his shirt. Just listening to his music, focusing on his workout, and just by watching his own body, he gets motivation. I even have a scientific proof for it, scientific theory. First of all, in the past 5 years, I've been wearing those tank tops at the gym. And I would say that tank tops and shorts, and I would say that I feel more comfortable. I don't even feel comfortable anymore to wear sweatpants or sweatshirts or any kind of shirt. I feel that there is more friction when you wear too much clothing. And on the scientific standpoint, our body breathes just like our any part of, not only we breathe through the nose, but also we breathe through the skin. And our skin, when there is a barrier on it, too much clothing on it, it cannot breathe that easily, and it's not in contact with fresh air. So that freaking barrier, which is your clothes, should be the least, so your body can freely breathe, your skin can breathe. Just let it inhale and exhale freely. People may call you narcissist, I don't know, cocky, show-off, arrogant, or any kind of name that they want to. But what you need for your workout and just to push yourself forward is result. And I can attest, I can just guarantee that by watching your own body in the mirror, just keeping the measurement under scrutiny, that's the time that you see the result. And that result, even though small, will keep you forward, will move you forward. Let's use that energy which comes from your body and fuel your movement through it. Thank you for listening. I hope that you give it a try to work out with the least clothing possible and see the result. At first it may feel a little bit weird, awkward, because I would say at least the gym that I go, majority of people are not doing so, but you'll see the result. You'll see the good feeling which comes after. Please subscribe to our blog, to our podcast, visit our Facebook pages, our Twitter, and until next time, take care of yourself.